At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the Greg Peterson Experience.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
On VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We've got a pair of tremendous hours coming up for you, as we've got a lot of NBA playoffs to be able to dive in on. Coupled with that, we've got ourselves a nice baseball slate that is going to be coming up for Wednesday. We've got all 30 teams in action, and we got to get you guys a little bit of hockey as well. We're going to take a look at what we all saw in the NFL draft, as well as we've got a pair of great guests. They're going to be joining me along the way, as we're going to be joined in about 15 minutes by Terrell Furman. He does tremendous work over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He's going to help us take a look at this great game that we all know and love of the NBA, and right now, nip and tuck game. The Philadelphia 76ers, they were trailing at the half. They've been able to storm back. It's currently 74-70, early goings of the fourth quarter there. So we're certainly going to be diving in on that front. Coupled with that, we are also going to be diving in hour number two a little bit more on the NBA front with Grant Mitchell. He does great work over at Forbes. He is one half of the Ride the Line podcast. And with Grant as well, we are going to be taking a look at what we've all got in terms of the NFL draft. Any teams that he's a little bit bullish slash bearish on, and I'm sure that we're able to point out some of the bearish teams as well. So there is that front, as we had a very, very strange and very, very fun NFL draft. So have to get a little reaction there. And hey, for those that were taken along with the DK Network write-up pick, literally when I jumped on, got the job done with the Baltimore Orioles. They get it done by a count of 4-2. If I seemed a little bit distracted there, we were posting up the cheering minions for our Twitter/X feed. So we get there, and we've got to talk about what we are seeing in Major League Baseball right now, because over the last 24 hours, and I tweeted a little bit about this as well over at @GNRN41 on the old Twitter/X, but it is something that I think is worth taking a look at, not just right now, but really for the entirety of the season. Looking at some of the tendencies of these, not just managers, because in this day and age of Major League Baseball, a lot of people think that it's all about, oh, the manager is making all the calls and everything like that. A lot of these calls are being made from the front office, and there have been a lot of cases where we have seen a pitcher just absolutely roll. You look like you are on the right side of it, because you've got a guy that's got a no-hitter through six innings. You've got a guy that, well, I don't know, could be trying to be able to approach a 20-strikeout game. And I bring up both of those examples specifically because I'm sure that many of you guys might have been much like myself. You might have tagged along with the Atlanta Braves on the money line last night. You might have tagged along with the Detroit Tigers in game number one here today in that double dip, which right now, if you're looking at game two of that double dip, man, we have not necessarily seen the world's greatest pitching, as that was topsy-turvy. As right now, you've got the Tigers up by kind of 9-6. This was absolutely wild because the Tigers were up 4-0 going into the top of the fifth inning. It looked like they had completely gas canned the first five. They allow a five spot in the fifth inning, and then they get a three spot themselves. So they were able to pry victory from the jaws of defeat after they nearly upchucked defeat from the jaws of victory. So that's the way that baseball is sometimes going, ladies and gentlemen. But that said, you just have yourself a situation where something I've been noticing is that if you have a manager that lets his guys go, you put yourself in a little bit of a better spot. Like, I mean, we could say all that we want to about the New York Mets. The Mets are going to Mets, and you talk about just how it feels like they can't have nice things, for lack of a better term. I say this as I've got a producer in Brian that I know is a Mets fan, so shout out to him. But that said, I noticed something over the weekend where they got it right. You know what they got right? In that Sunday game, you might recall my write-up was on the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Warmed my heart to see Jose Quintana go 8 innings. Guy was absolutely rolling. I think the only run that he had given up was like a sacrifice fly. I think there was an error along the way. It really wasn't his fault. He was completely dominating the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Mets said, you know what? Your pass on our pitches. We're going to keep you going out there. We are going to keep this going. Very common sense approach. Meanwhile, you take a look at what the Seattle Mariners and the Atlanta Braves game had last night with Max Fried getting pulled with a no-hitter through 6 innings. And you could say what you will that you don't want a guy throwing like 200 pitches or anything like that. But, I mean, would it have really killed the Atlanta Braves to let Max Fried see what he had in the 7th inning? Like, you get up to a pitch 110, you play it by ear. Like, it's a very good problem to have when a guy is a no-hitter and you have to decide, all right, is he rolling enough to where we are able to keep him out there, or should we just be looking to the bullpen or anything like that? Because the way that it used to work in the day and age of baseball is, and the analytics, the numbers, the sabermetrics, you don't want to be ignoring them, but, I mean, this is a game that is played by humans. And when you see a human being that is absolutely rolling out there, we all remember the World Series, Blake Snell many years ago. He gets pulled in a game where he's absolutely rolling and things go straight down the toilet bowl for the Tampa Bay Rays. And now I sort of laugh at the fact that, well, they get swept by the Chicago White Sox over the weekend. But that said, you just take a look at these guys where they're really not showing any sort of faults or anything like that. They're looking really good and you let them go because everyone keeps saying, oh, when a guy gets 100 pitches, that's where the injuries start to occur and everything like that. I'll be honest here. I would like to see a little bit more data for this. Because in this day and age of baseball, where we, shall we say, hold back pitchers a little bit more, where we've got these pitch counts, where we've got these guys that they get pulled early in games, guess what we've gotten? More guys on the injured list, more guys with Tommy John surgery, more guys out for the year than ever before. What does Jacob deGrom, Max Scherzer, Spencer Strider all have in common? They're all not pitching right now. That's what they have in common, and you don't even need to go back like 100 million billion years where you had like Steve Carlton, Bob Gibson, Nolan Ryan, what have you, to see guys that were able to strive and they were able to thrive when they were able to be let go a little bit more. Like, is Roy Halladay ancient history? Is a guy like Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander in the early to mid 2000s when those guys were able to complete a lot of games? Is that ancient history? I don't think so. And I do think that that's something that you want to take into account in your terms of your handicap, because I got burnt by it in the Atlanta Braves money line yesterday. I got burnt by it today with Jack Flaherty with 15 strikeouts, 6 2/3 innings gone by. I think he had just allowed a walk. The Tigers go to the bullpen, and then the schlubs in the bullpen, which it's actually been a very good bullpen, by the way, for the Detroit Tigers. I will not sit here and say that the Detroit Tigers have been a bad bullpen. They entered in the day in the top 5. They've been able to do a rock-solid job of being able to get the job done, but that said, you want to be saving as many bullets as humanly possible in that bullpen, especially when you got a double dip on tap, as we are looking at this great game of baseball right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And I think picking up on these tendencies is going to yield a lot of profitability. It's going to yield a lot of just winners in general. And you do want to be looking at some of those, I don't even want to say teams, just some of those specific guys that you know that they're going to let him go a little bit more. Like, even 2 to 3 years ago, back when Max Scherzer was back on the Washington Nationals, that might be closer to 4 years ago, but you would always know that the Washington Nationals, they would let him go a little bit longer. He would go north of 100 pitches. You could count on him, even when he had like a C-minus stuff, he would be able to fill those innings, save a bullpen that was pretty ghastly. You have other guys where they would always get pulled very, very early. Like, Blake Snell, even when he was rolling with the Tampa Bay Rays, I brought him up as an example just a few minutes ago, they would yank him very early in starts after like 80, 85 pitches, and then from there, you get a little bit of a roll of the dice from the bullpen. And what I noticed last year from Blake Snell, and you know, it's not been a great year for him, he doesn't get a spring training, and that just goes completely to mush for him. But that said, when it comes to Blake Snell, The reason why, in my opinion, it was a little bit more effective last year for the San Diego Padres is it felt like they encouraged him to, for lack of a better term, and I know that Josh Towers, who has done some great work here at the network, former baseball pitcher, has talked about this as well. They taught him how to finish his games. And I think that there is something to that for pitchers. Now, you have to recognize the other side of the coin as well. There are guys that are throwing faster than ever before. You take a look at just the raw stuff and everything like that, and I know that they'd like to call it the evolution of pitchers. Sometimes evolution is not necessarily the world's greatest thing when it comes to this sort of a topic in terms of trying to be able to get these guys out there trying to throw faster, because, I mean, back in the day when you had a guy like a Greg Maddux who wasn't necessarily some sort of strikeout artist, it's not like he would go out there and throw 9 innings and he would only get like one strikeout or anything like that, but it's not like he was prioritizing strikeouts or anything like that. Like you see in this day and age with pitchers, like what good does it do if you're knocked out after 5 innings, you give up 4 runs, but you got 10 strikeouts? You know what I would rather have? A guy with 2 strikeouts, gave up 1 run, was able to complete 7 innings. That to me is a much better stat line than, well, you gave up 4 runs, you got knocked around, but you got those 10 strikeouts. So congratulations there. Now, well, I recognize that those that might play some K-props might disagree there, but always something that you want to be looking at and just looking at these individual situations, these individual coaches that will let those guys go a little bit further. Like I was mentioning with Jose Quintana with the Mets, I do think that that's something to pick up on. And I know that there are some great places out there. I know that Baseball Savant does a really good job of being able to track just the amount of pitches that these guys are throwing, the average amount of pitches that you're able to get on a per start basis as well. Something that you do have to search down, but in this day and age, you're able to get such a better understanding of the sabermetrics, and it really does help in terms of being able to track that down. And what we are going to be getting a little bit later on in baseball is we still have some West Coast games that have yet to go off. I'll talk about a few of these because we do have some NBA playoff action to dive in on with Terrell Furman in a few minutes. But that said, if you're taking a look at this Dodgers versus Arizona Diamondbacks game, this is one that starts up in about 30 minutes with young Landon Knack going up against Jordan Montgomery. That's another guy that I think that they're going to let go deep this season for Montgomery. Slight underdog here. You're getting the Arizona Diamondbacks right around about even money, minus 105. Meanwhile, you're getting a minus 115 with the LA Dodgers. Total is 9.5. One thing that I've really done a lot with the LA Dodgers is take a look at their run line, because I've noticed since the beginning of the 2022 season, they have won, I believe it's now 230 total regular season games. Might be 229. All but 36 have come by multiple runs. That said, right now, to lay a run half, you're only getting about a plus 136. This is one of those rare times where I'd be looking a little bit more at a Dodgers money line, just because you know that Jordan Montgomery, even if he doesn't have his A-plus stuff, he's one of those guys I was mentioning before. He'll hold down the fort. They'll let him go a little bit deeper, even though he didn't have necessarily the world's greatest spring training, because he does a good job with his command. That said, I do think that the Dodgers, they're able to out-duel a Diamondbacks team that has been dealing with a few injuries when it comes to that bullpen. They're currently without Luis Frias and company, so we like the Dodgers on the money line there. And at a 9.5, I'm going to be looking at the under. And what we're looking at next is a little bit of NBA playoff action with Terrell Furman of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You're on the Greg Peterson Experience of Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you haven't yet to already, check out the all-new VSiN.com. Michael Lombardi has his notes from the 2024 NFL Draft. A man that you just heard a few minutes ago, John Von Tobel, does a great job on VSiN Prime Time. He's doing a great job scouring the NBA front, looking at everything from series by series, the game-to-game projections in the NBA, along with our good friend Zachary Cohen, who's also doing a great job on the tennis side of things. Wes Reynolds, he does amazing work week in and week out, taking a look at the golf front. If it's a market that you're able to bet, we probably have an article to make you a better. That's all on the all-new, all-improved Visa.com. On the all-new Visa.com, as we're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa and the Sports Betting Network. Going to be joined momentarily by Terrell Furman. He does tremendous work over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We're going to be diving in on the NBA playoffs with him, as right now we've got a little bit of live action that is going down, as it has been a nip-and-tuck game all night long between the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers. As of right now, we're about midway through the fourth quarter. At last check, the 76ers up by a count of 80-77. We've got a live line of the Knicks being a 3.5-point favorite, and this live total is currently at a 183.5. And this is one that I did not take live personally. We have been finding some nice live spots throughout, but this is a circumstance where if this stays right around here, if we can get down just a few more points, I might consider a live over, because you have to consider this. If the Philadelphia 76ers are down, say, 4 or 5 points, they're right in that perfect strike zone in terms of NBA fouling, because as we know, when they have the late game fouls in the NBA, it's far different than college basketball. College basketball, you're down 8 points with a minute to go, it's just hack, 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 and you're able to get there. But when you're in the NBA, more in that 4 to 5 point range with about 45 seconds remaining, or I should say even a little bit less than that, more like 35 seconds remaining, that's when you get those late game fouls. If this continues to be a differential where it's right in that neighborhood, I do think that you could be able to get a little bit of late game scoring, as both of these teams have just really been as cold as an igloo this far for the New York Knicks. They've been able to get Jalen Brunson going. He's been able to deliver 20-plus points. He just continues to put up a nice performance. But the team as a whole has went just 8 of 31 from three-point range. And right now we are seeing that total tick down to a 182.5, and you're able to get favorable minus 105 juice. Right now that target number that I'm looking for is a 180.5. If we can get that 180.5, that'll be my buy point there, as I do think that it's going to be interesting to see how that progresses. And we've seen a little bit of a lower scoring game in terms of Magic versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. This was the lowest total on the board coming in as of right now. Cavs are up by a count of 52-49, about a minute gone by here in the third quarter. That live number, that's Cleveland Cavaliers being between about a 4.5 to a 5.5 point favorite. It's toggling as we do this. Total's right around about a 196.5. So we do have a lot of intrigue there, and I do think that it's going to be a lot of fun to be able to dive in on these playoff action. And this is a game I think is going to be perfect for some live betting as well. Coming up in about 20 or so minutes, we are going to be getting this Pacers versus Milwaukee Bucks game, with the Bucks being a 5-point home underdog against the Pacers. Total is 218. I think that this is the perfect game for it, because we recall what happened the last time these two teams tangoed. You saw the Milwaukee Bucks honestly give a relatively good effort through the first, we're going to call it 2.5 or so quarters, and then you saw Chris Middleton. He returned to the game, but he went down due to an injury. You could tell that he was very, very far from 100%. That was a circumstance where the Bucks were just absolutely running on fumes. They're without Giannis Antetokounmpo. They're without Dame Lillard as well. It's just a circumstance where, with the Milwaukee Bucks, if they're able to show you a little bit of life early on, perhaps you're able to take a look at the Indiana Pacers just to be able to get the job done outright. It was something that I took a look at yesterday with a similar game between the Denver Nuggets and the LA Lakers. The Nuggets were laying more around the 6.5 point range, but I saw that get down to 1.5 in game. I thought, you know what? Now I just essentially need the Nuggets to be able to win the game. We are able to take out the tomfoolery of just them needing to cover a spread or anything like that. That was where I was able to say, all right, This is going to be my buy point on the Denver Nuggets. They end up winning by two, so that's something to take a look at as well. And I do think that could be a similar look that I take a look at in this Indiana Pacers game. But as we know with regards to the NBA and live betting, and I always say this, if the moment doesn't come to you, don't force the moment. Like, there have been quite a few games that I came in with a little bit of approach saying, all right, if I can get this live, I'm going to be able to get it down, and just never comes. Like, just that plain, just that simple. Like, right now in the Knicks versus 76ers game, that live total is now up to a 186.5. Both of these teams, they've gotten a little bit warm. I had a little bit of a number in mind. And this could be a game that, if it does progress a little bit more and you still have that, like, number where the Philadelphia 76ers are down by, like, say, 4 or 5 points with a minute remaining, I could still be able to dive in and still be able to extract a little bit of value. But as of right now, I haven't gotten that number that I want. There's no reason why you need to force up the action there. So I do think that that's important to keep in mind as we are taking a look at the NBA playoffs right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And while we try to wait for some of those moments, try to see how this action progresses, how about if we give you guys some late-night baseball as well, touch a little bit upon the Dodgers versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. And we've got this game that is going to be coming up out there from the West Coast in, say, about 15 or so minutes. And we have seen a massive line move on this one, and I do personally think it's went a little bit too far. This is 975-976 on the card. It is the LA Angels. They are going to be playing us to the Philadelphia Phillies. As that Spencer Turnbull is going to be going for the Phils, and Tyler Anderson is on the bump for the Halos. Right now with the Philadelphia Phillies, they open up at a minus 135. You're now laying between minus 170 to minus 175, between plus 145 to plus 157. That is your number on the Halos. This total has moved down a little bit. I was seeing a lot of 8.5 overnight, and you still have a little bit of 8.5 right now at DraftKings. I'm seeing it 8 out there as well, shaded up a little bit to the over. And I would say if you're able to get an 8, this is a solid spot to be able to take a look at the over. And with the Philadelphia Phillies on the opener, I was seeing a lot of value. And do you have to now adjust that Mike Trout is going to be out of the fold? It doesn't sound like it's going to be season ending, but Mike Trout is going to need to undergo surgery. And as we know, with the Los Angeles Angels, their track record without Mike Trout, not great. Not great at all. But here's the one thing that I will say about baseball injuries, and it's a big reason why I can't go overboard when you see one injury to one position player. This is not like basketball, where in basketball, you could have Jalen Brunson go out there, put up 47 points. He takes every single shot, things of that nature. In Major League Baseball, you have a finite amount of at-bats that you're going to get. Mike Trout is going to get either the same amount of at-bats, or if it breaks just right, he might get one more at-bat than that guy that's going to be like number 7, number 8 in the lineup. You just have a limited amount of opportunities for these guys when it comes to coming to the plate. Now, do you have to address the issue that Mike Trout is now out of the fold, and do you have to adjust your numbers? Oh, absolutely, because, well, not having Mike Trout out there in the fold, you've got Taylor Ward, who's been able to give you 7 home runs this year. He's been rock solid. And I like Logan Ohapi as well. Logan Ohapi was a really nice acquisition a few years ago. I think that was part of the Michael Lorenzen deal, I would like to say. I know that they actually got him from the Philadelphia Phillies, so a little bit of a revenge series for him here. But that said, I did take a look at this sort of a circumstance, and laying minus 170 with the guy in Spencer Turnbull, who's been great. Like, Spencer Turnbull, sub 2 ERA. He's giving you 10 strikeouts per 9 innings. Has just been banged up time and time again over the last few seasons, which has been really sad to see. But overall, he's been a rock-solid pro for this Philadelphia Phillies team, and I'm so glad to see him in the starting rotation, so, because it looked like he was going to get bumped for Taijuan Walker just because of his, shall we say, checkered injury past, to say the least. But that said, I think that he's going to be able to do a very fine job here. But for the Angels, you still have a few guys that they're able to move the line. They've been hitting a little bit better recently. Now you're without Anthony Rendon as well. I mean, laugh all you want, but Anthony Rendon, prior to him going on the injury list, he was giving you a morsel of productivity. It wasn't great, but he was giving you a morsel of productivity. So, I mean, being able to get like a plus 145, a plus 150 here with the Angels, I'm going to be willing to ride with it. I needed at least a plus 136 at Tyler Anderson. I do think that he's going to see regression from this sub 250 ERA, but he's come out, he's been able to do a relatively rock-solid job. Big thing is, needs to cut down on the walks. When he was very successful with the LA Dodgers two seasons ago, 2022 campaign, he was giving up less than 2 walks per 9 innings. That's but more around 4 walks per 9 innings. So something to keep in mind there. So going to be taking a look at this game with the Angels on the money line, and it's a spot where I do like the over as well. And we have found our opportunity in the Knicks versus 76ers game. We just got in on a -1.5 with the New York Knicks. It is currently 87-86, 2 minutes remaining. It has been a case where both of these teams have won a little bit cold. That live number is at a 183.5, and I still sort of have in the back of my mind that number of 180.5. If we're able to get down there, I would say that we're going to be able to find a little bit of value. But now, once again, with the New York Knicks, you just need them to win by 2 points. It's the exact same philosophy that I took in that game against the LA Lakers and the Denver Nuggets yesterday. Just need them to win by 2. This is a 76ers team that is going to do everything humanly possible to try to be able to extend this series. So that's something that we're watching out for, and certainly something that we're watching out for is a little bit more baseball as well. As we do have a relatively nice card, we're going to be continuing to keep tabs on what we're all getting in the NBA as well. Right now, seeing that number at 2.5, still would be willing to lay it if you're getting in a little bit late with the New York Knicks, just for reference there. But that said, got a lot of NBA action to take a look at. We've got a great baseball card here for late Tuesday into early Wednesday. So we'll be giving you guys a little bit of taste of all that and so much more next right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Seen Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the sports betting network. We've got ourselves a lot of action to be able to dive in on. Sounds like we're going to be having Terrell Furman of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network joining us in just a minute or so, but a little bit of an update in terms of that Knicks versus Philadelphia 76ers game. If you dove in live, well, right now it's looking pretty good as the Knicks are currently up by a count of 96-90. We're at about 28.9 seconds remaining. Still are looking to be able to dive in. Total is 190.5, and this is just pretty much banking on the Philadelphia 76ers making a bucket and fouling. If they do, you're probably going to be able to get that over. If they decide to go out with a whimper, they probably are not going to be able to. And I'm kicking myself for not taking that live over, but being able to get that -1.5, that's part of what you do with regards to just being able to bet live. Sometimes you're going to pass up on some relatively good opportunities. You can't let that affect you right now in a good position right now. So we shall see what happens as the 76ers are doing everything humanly possible to save off elimination, but looking like it's going to be curtains on them as they're going to be facing off against someone out there in the Eastern Conference, the winner of this Pacers versus Bucks series. So we do have a lot of fun to be able to dive in on there, but how about if we take a look at a little bit of baseball right now, and if we get anything with regards to the Orlando Magic versus Cleveland Cavaliers game, we'll let you guys know on that as well. But we also have aboard Terrell Furman. He does great work over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He is joining me on the Progressive Guest Line. And Terrell, it is always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to see the Knicks win a game. It looks like, you know, hey, win a series, and hopefully, I'm not going to try to jinx it. I don't know what's going on, but free throws ice the game for them, and I will be picking against them again, because if I have to lose money so the Knicks can carry on to a finals, I will 100% do that. So you Pacers, I assume that it's going to be the Pacers unless there's something crazy that happens. Pacers plus 1.5, Pacers -1.5, whatever. I'm on the Pacers because I have to fade the Knicks now. I have to continue fading the Knicks if the Knicks are going to win games when I bet against them.
And how do you take a look at the game that we are going to be seeing? And it literally tips off in about 5 or so minutes between the Pacers and the Milwaukee Bucks, because now the Pacers are a 5-point road favorite with a total of 217.5, and just such an interesting circumstance because they always say role players always play better at home. Well, that's what the Bucks are pretty much down to. Nothing but role players, along with Chris Middleton, who got hobbled in the last game as well. And for the Bucks, I think that this is just such an intriguing spot, because if they have Bobby Portis out there for a full 48 minutes and he doesn't get tossed from the game, that'll make a little bit of a difference for them. But this Bucks team just doesn't appear to match up very well at all with this Pacers team as well.
Yeah, the Pacers actually have given them some problems, but maybe I'm thinking too much. Maybe I'm overthinking this, but this just feels like a classic ultimate letdown spot for this Pacers bunch. You're up 3-1 going on the road in a closeout game in the first for the first time as a team in this series in ever. Like, this team put together has not been in this situation. So Rick Carlisle, is he going to be able to make this group really understand the severity of, hey, when you have that opportunity, you must close teams out, and then to do it on the road? Like, I don't think that's going to happen. I actually think that this is a letdown spot for this Pacers team that's been playing such good ball and saying that the Milwaukee Bucks are going to come in here and defend home court. Bobby Portis is going to have a really good game. Doc Rivers is the king of getting his role players to play to the best of their abilities. And Papa Doc, when you leave that huddle, you know, Doc, hey, go out there and just, son, have a good time hooping and do it for me. And somehow, some way, role players play up, and whenever they're missing their stars, they have good games because Doc gets that out of his players. So I don't know. This is a situation where I think that everybody's taking Pacers and just saying the Pacers are going to slam, steamroll this and win. But I actually think the Bucks are to play. I'm taking Bucks plus five, Bucks on the money line. And I think they're going to get it done and give us a game six where Indiana can actually close out on their home court.
And I think that that would be big if the Pacers are able to close out either in Game 5 or Game 6, but I have to rudely intrude on this. Tyrese Maxey just pulled what I think is, like, if you want to call it a Reggie Miller, if you want to call it a Tracy McGrady, I mean, just go down that line. He had 7 points in the final, I believe, 25 or so seconds. He pulls off a 4-point play, and then he pulls up from the logo, hits a three, and now we're going to overtime in this Philadelphia 76ers versus Knicks game, and my goodness gracious, I don't think I've seen anything quite like this in years. Like I said, Tracy McGrady, signs of that, if you want to think back in the day, as we do have Terrell Furman of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network joining me right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Did you see this sequence?
Yeah, I mean, is this something that you'd want to dive in terms of overtime? Because, I mean, that is a momentum shifter. The Philadelphia 76ers looked as completely as dead as a doorknob. We know that they've been playing Joel Embiid a little bit too much, so maybe they completely wear down. But somehow, some way, the 76ers have forced overtime. And if you're looking to dive in on this live, you're right now getting the Knicks in overtime -1.5 with a new live total of a 214.5. And this has just went completely haywire and bonkers.
Yeah, this is insane. Yeah. Tyrese Maxey is so good. Yo, it's the fact that, one, he pulls the three. There's so much time left on the clock. It's so much opportunity to get a better shot. And he pulls the three because he's in rhythm. And that's dangerous to think about. But I don't know, man. This Knicks team just been really, really solid defensively. And I don't know if this 76ers team can hold it on for another 5 minutes here. I really don't. But I have to go, and I have to take the 76ers live, because this is probably what the Knicks need to win the game. And if I have to continue to lose money for the Knicks to continue to move on in the playoffs, then I'll do that. I will do that.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a lot of fun to take a look at in the final 5 minutes, and we shall see what Joel Embiid has in the tank, and really all these guys, as they have been playing an exhausting game. And if you had the under in this one, that's a rough beat. That's a really, 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 really rough beat. So there's that, as the Knicks just pulled off a three to be able to go up here in overtime. But that said, Terrell, in terms of the playoffs and what we're getting right now out there in the Western Conference, much less intrigue, as it's already set between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. That game one is going to be getting going on Saturday. Right now in game one, you're finding the Nuggets as a 4.5-point favorite. And how big is it for both of these teams that they were able to make very quick work of their opponents? For the Lakers, felt like they were in every single one of those games against the Nuggets, but they just weren't able to close out those games. And for the Minnesota Timberwolves, they just slammed base at what is one of the saddest collections of talent I've ever seen for the Phoenix Suns, in which you got so many big-time players, and man, did they pull off a big, giant nothing burger this year.
Yeah, they did. And I mean, shout out to the Minnesota Timberwolves for just going, being able to learn from your mistakes and getting swept by this team in the regular season, and then going to playoffs and play them how they did. And it's a part of the growth of Anthony Edwards and how he and Karl Anthony Towns have made themselves a formidable duo. And Rudy Gobert has solidified this team defensively, him and Jaden McDaniels, to really, really put the pressure on a lot of other teams. Like, the Devin Booker over the summer was like, how are you going to guard the three of us? And Minnesota just put on a masterclass of it. And I think that they can do this again against Jamal Murray, who's on one bum leg, and this Denver team, who I still question their bench. Reggie Jackson is not the answer for the sixth man of this team. He's not. Peyton Watson is really good defensively. Christian Braun gives you energy. But if you're not scoring and the Timberwolves make this a defensive series, I don't think that they're winning a bunch of these close games against the Timberwolves. I actually think the Timberwolves are really, really live for this series. Give me the Timberwolves plus 1.5 on the series spread. And I think I'm sprinkling on the series money line here. I think the Timberwolves can actually get this done in six, like on their home court in six games, as long as they steal a game on the road in the first two. And I think they have that opportunity, especially in game one.
Yep, and with the Timberwolves, I want to ask you about this as well, because with the Timberwolves, they were able to make very quick work of the Suns being able to pull off the sweep. How big was that for them? Because as we know, Karl Anthony Towns has been dealing with quite a few injuries. Anthony Edwards has had to put the team on his back. How big is it that they didn't have to play a game five, a game six, and they got a little bit of additional rest?
I think it's really big for the rest, but I think it's more big for the confidence of this team to know, hey, this is what it takes to close out a team. Like that wasn't easy. And a lot of people think that, you know, when you get up 3-0 and playing in that fourth game, finishing that sweep is easy. It's not. It's like a wounded animal, and you're going out there playing a team that their season is on the line. If they lose this game, their season is over. They don't want to lose that game. And to close a team out like that on the road, that gives everything for the confidence of not just Anthony Edwards, who already has that confidence through him, but through the rest of the team, through the Cats, through the Rudy Gobert's, through all everybody else that have been on this losing streak in the playoffs with the Minnesota Timberwolves. So it was huge. It was huge. And I think that's that momentum, that shift, I think is enough for me to say that they're going to give the defending champions a series.
And then want to wrap it up with this. We've got about a minute remaining. Anything that you're looking at in terms of those two games for Wednesday with the Heat, a 14-point underdog against the Celtics, and the Mavericks, a 3-point favorite against the Clippers?
Oh, well, you know me, Greg. I wouldn't be. Well, Kendrick is out here, one of Drake's biggest haters, and he's bringing back hater culture and just hating somebody for no reason. I hate the Celtics. I am actively rooting for the Celtics to not cover that spread. I'm actively rooting for the Celtics to drop yet another game five on their home floor and have to go close out in Miami. I would love that, and I would give nothing less. If there is only one Celtics hater on this earth, it is me.
Well, we shall see what happens there. The Heat have already won once in Boston, but you always win when you're on this show, Terrell. We always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Always great to be able to get Terrell Furman aboard. And coming up next, let's dive in on what we're getting on the NBA front. And coupled with that, take a look at some Wednesday baseball on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is Kentucky Derby time. Are you ready for the greatest 2 minutes in sports? Saddle on up with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app, they can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the promo code of VSIN Horse. So that's VSIN and then the word horse all together, all one word. Just deposit $25 more and complete the playthrough requirement. Download DK Horse now and down and join for the Run for the Roses action only on the DK Horse app. As we're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network, and this feels like a mid-2000s song as of right now with regards to what we're seeing in the Knicks versus the Philadelphia 76ers game. They are letting the bodies hit the floor, as right now you've got Tyrese Maxey who's in this game. He is clearly not 100%. He has been hobbling around out there just trying to get his wits about him. Right now I'm seeing Jalen Brunson on the floor. It looked like he got poked in the eye. He should be fine, but is currently sitting 106-102, buck 22 remaining for the Philadelphia 76ers. We were chatting with our good friend Terrell Furman when this game went to overtime, as anyone with a New York Knicks ticket on the money line, I took this thing live at -1.5. I thought that I was staring at a very nice, easy winner, and, well, Tyrese Maxey said, not so fast, my friend, as he had a four-point play, and he had a logo three in the matter of the final 30 seconds in regulation to be able to force overtime. Like, this game has went absolutely berserk, absolutely bonkers. Knicks are going to the free throw line with buck 22. They're currently catching 2.5 in-game, so we shall see what happens there. And we are now just getting going with regards to that Bucks versus Indiana Pacers game, so we're going to be gauging that. But, man, this has been just absolutely wild what we've seen. And for the Philadelphia 76ers, after everything that we saw happen in Philadelphia a couple days ago, the fans getting overrun by New York Knicks fans and everything like that, a very, very spirited just showing in general, because I know that there's been a lot of questions as to should you be blowing up the Philadelphia 76ers, and that's something that we're going to be seeing in the offseason, no question about it. But at the very least, you know these guys are trying. Like, if absolutely nothing else, you have gotten one heck of an effort here from Tyrese Maxey, one heck of an effort from Joel Embiid. Still don't know where Tobias Harris is. He's in witness protection program right now. But that said, this has been absolutely incredible to take a look at. And now we're live in terms of pretty much all these baseball games as of right now out here on the West Coast for Tuesday. And we'll see if we can find any action out there. But we do have a very intriguing slate that we've got for Wednesday as well. How about if we do dive in on a game that game number two of their double dip just finished up. So now we sort of know what the bullpen situation is going to be. Now we know sort of what we're going to be getting on that front. This is 919, 920 on the card. It is the St. Louis Cardinals. They are going to be on the road. They're facing off against the Detroit Tigers, as Kenta Maeda is going to be going for Detroit, and Miles Michaelis is on the bump for St. Louis. And for St. Louis, you're going to be getting them at anywhere between even money to -105. So they're very, very slight underdogs. You're going to be getting anywhere between about a -108 to a -115 on Detroit with a total of 8.5. And if we see anything happen in this NBA game, by the way, I will rudely intrude at any time. So just be on the lookout there. But that said, this is a circumstance where I'm going to be willing to lay with the Tigers. I set them at a -132. It has been a rough go of it thus far this season for both of our good friends of Miles Michaelis along with Kenta Maeda. But I just trust in Kenta Maeda a little bit more. Like, Miles Michaelis has found himself on, we don't want to use the swear word here, but my poop list over the last year or so, because I mean, he doesn't really walk anyone, but he just gives up so much contact in general that it makes it absolutely brutal to be able to back him. Meanwhile, for Kenta Maeda, he's looked a little bit better recently. He's given up 3 earned runs or fewer in 3 out of his last 4 starts and a relatively rough go of it against the Walker Texas Rangers, but that said, for Kenta Maeda, the biggest thing is he's still not giving up a bunch of walks. He's only giving about 2.8 walks per 9 innings. Just been really hurt by the hard contact. He's given up 7 home runs thus far this season. Going against a Cardinals team that, yes, they were able to find their bats a little bit more here in this double dip on Tuesday, but this has been legitimately one of the worst offenses in the league, and I do think that we need to adjust to that, because with the St. Louis Cardinals, it just looks like Paul Goldschmidt, for lack of a better term, is old. Nolan Arenado has not really been able to give you pop. He's been able to move the line. He entered into this double dip, hitting right around about a 270, but got a Cardinals team that just in general has not been able to give you a whole heck of a lot on that front. And interestingly for the St. Louis Cardinals, they had to use a ton of arms in game number two of this double dip. As a matter of fact, 4 different guys came out of the bullpen and they threw at least 23 pitches. That is going to be an issue, as Steven Matz, he was not missing any bats. You've got a Detroit Tigers team that has a far better bullpen, but that's it for the St. Louis Cardinals team as well. The young guys just have not been able to generate anything. You've got so many guys like Nolan Gorman, along with someone like a Michael Sinee. You're able to throw in there even Lars Nootbaar. He has been having a rough start to the season. All these guys hanging below the middle side of 200. Jordan Walker hasn't given you anything. That's a big, giant issue, especially with Brandon Donovan at the top, only hitting about a 230 without a lot of power. So these guys have been relatively rough. And you got a Tigers offense that, I mean, they haven't been great this year. If you look at the numbers entering into game two of that doubleheader, which them scoring 11 points here in game two of the double dip, that's going to change things around just a little bit. But that said, they entered in the bottom 10 in the big leagues in terms of pretty much all offensive categories, but they've got it going recently. They've scored 4+ runs and now 10 out of their last 14 games. And you're staring at some guys that you're able to rely upon, as you've had Mark Canna be able to give you about a 400 on base. He and Riley Green have both been able to give you 5+ home runs this season. They're really starting to get this young guy by the name of Wencio Perez, one of their better prospects in their system. He had 2 home runs in game number 2 of that double dip. He's starting to move the line for this team. So if Avi Baez, Parker Meadows, guys are just a waste of money in general, but it does feel like the Tigers starting to get their wits about them, as we are looking at this Tigers versus Cardinals game right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And I just keep alluding to it with Miles Michaelis. If you look at the raw numbers and if you look at the advanced stats, it's not necessarily like the world's worst. It's not like it's full of a whole bunch of red or anything like that. He's got a 5.91 ERA compared to a 4.78 fielding independent. But again, he just really doesn't have swing and miss stuff. He does a nice job of being able to locate, but he almost does, for lack of a better term, too good of a job of locating, because he puts it right in the cookie zone. Tigers are able to just knock it out of the yard. And for the Detroit Tigers, their bullpen ERA, it does fall off a little bit with what we saw in game two of that doubleheader. But all in all, this has been one of the best teams in terms of just being able to lock down, get the job done all season long, as well as you just take a look at what these relievers have been able to do. All these guys have been very good. Now, they as well did have to use up quite a few guys in that doubleheader, and they did have to go to their bullpen quite a bit. Again, I allude to what I was talking about in segment number one. They could have used up a little bit less of their bullpen, and they let Jack Flaherty keep going. He had 15 strikeouts and wasn't even at 100 pitches, had not really shown any signs of weakness, and yet they pull him out of the game. But that's it. They're currently number 6 in the big leagues in terms of their bullpen ERA. For the St. Louis Cardinals, they're hovering right around 8th, and this is after the double dip. So both of these teams have been relatively solid on that front, but I just flat out think that both of these starters are going to give up some runs. With the St. Louis Cardinals, you're going to really need to have Ryan Helsley give you a good performance after Miles Michaelis, because, man, you just don't have much else that you're able to rely upon in this bullpen. So, circumstance where I'm going to be taking a look at the money line of the Tigers, I was willing to actually lay more like a minus 130 there. And here at the total, I'm going to be looking at the over. I did set my total at an 8.8 as well. So, we do have a lot of fun that is going down there. And this game is now 8.2 seconds remaining. Looks like the 76ers are going to be able to put the final touches on the New York Knicks. Now, I was saying that about the New York Knicks putting the final touches on the Philadelphia 76ers, and they had other ideas there, but my goodness. Like, this is going to be remembered as a Tyrese Maxey game, just like we remember Reggie Miller and everything that he was able to do against the New York Knicks many, many years ago. And granted, this is a one-off performance as of right now, and if the Philadelphia 76ers actually come back to win the series, it'll be put in much more esteem. But this is a performance that we're going to be taking a look at many, many years to come and being like to our kids. You remember what Tracy McGrady did many, many years ago? Well, Tyrese Maxey on April 30th, 2024, in the Garden against the Knicks with his team's back up against the wall with them facing elimination. That's what sort of a moment we saw, and we're going to see if they're able to put the final touches on there, but looking like they should be able to do so. So that was just absolutely bonkers, wild, insane. Insert your favorite adjective there. And we are now off and running in terms of Pacers versus Bucks game. About 5.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Pacers right now live on the line. They're a 6.5-point favorite. Total is now 221.5 live. Relatively good start for the Indiana Pacers. Not really finding anything that I like here as of right now. We're going to let this thing marinate, and we'll try to find a opportunity or two when it comes a little bit later on in the game. But like I said, no need to force anything up as of right now. And when it comes to the baseball card, there's no need to force it up when it comes to just some of these good pitchers and trying to back them, as sometimes they just get a little bit out of sorts. I take a look at this Philadelphia Phillies versus LA Angels game with Patrick Sandoval on the bump for the Angels and Zach Wheelan and Dylan Wheeler on the bump for the Philadelphia Phillies. And it's going to be really interesting to see how this line moves. Right now, they're a minus 165 to a minus 172 favorite are the Philadelphia Phillies. This is a direct effect of Mike Trout being on the fold, and I want to see how the Angels look tonight in their first game without Mike Trout before really being able to lock and load, because, man, it's going to be affecting them quite a bit. But unaffected is our DK Network write-up pick. We've got one for Wednesday, and we'll share it with you next right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.